Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 63. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms, high of 64. Low 60s Friday, turning warmer on Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Two Kansas men have received prison sentences following separate investigations into reports of child sex crimes. 53-year-old Douglas Harpster of Salina pled guilty to one count of sexual exploitation of a minor. He was sentenced to 78 months in prison, and in a separate case, Eric Holloway, 53, of Clay Center, pled guilty to one count of sexual exploitation of a minor. He was sentenced to 135 months in prison. A 19-year-old man wanted in connection with the Topeka homicide surrendered to police yesterday morning at a residence on the city's west side. Police said they received information he would be at that home. He was taken into custody after 9 a.m. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Prairie Star Health Center is making a final push for community support this week as it hosts its Smiles for Smiles Live Clean comedy fundraiser Thursday night at the Hutchinson Fox Theater. The event begins at 6:30 and will feature nationally known comedian Rick Roberts of Nashville, Tennessee, with the proceeds going toward Prairie Star's effort to expand access to rural dental care through a new clinic planned just west of its current facility. The Union Pacific Historic Steam Locomotive Big Boy number 4014 will charge through Kansas this summer during its first ever coast-to-coast tour in honor of America's 250th birthday. From July 23rd through July 26th, the massive train will make stops throughout Kansas, including Kansas City, Topeka, Salina, Wilson, Hays, and Grainfield. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's not just about battling wildfires during the drought time and the spring season with the warmer weather, the high winds, and the fire danger, but also many residents around Lake Hastings in Nebraska have been weighing in on some of the low water levels at the lake as well, restricting some of the outdoor festivities that individuals enjoy during the spring and summertime season.
This lake is used so much for boating and for swimming and for skiing and for snorkeling and diving and picnicking and walking and running and family get-togethers. When I look around, I see rocks in the water that I've never seen before, which indicates to me it's pretty darn low.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. The city of Hastings has come out with numerous different options to try and battle some of the water conservation problems, with options ranging from treated groundwater resources to constructing new wells or just trying to ride it out. The conversations in the community are still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday unanimously approved a community development block grant application for $1.5 million toward a $1.8 million development of a North 7th Street corridor from US 36 to Calhoun Street. Matching funds are being raised by the Blue River Rail Trail Group and volunteers. No comments came forward during a required public hearing for the project grant application. Approval was granted for use of Broadway Saturday, May 2nd at 5:45 for the Senior Prom Walk. Promenade this year will be held at Venue 36 at 4 p.m. Approval was granted for use of the City Park May 8th and 9th for the annual Mother's Day Market. Sargent Sports Bar received approval for temporary placement of a deck trailer for overflow crowds on parking in front of their location from time to time. Proposed 2026 street projects were reviewed, with the street committee suggesting a further extension of the projects and financing through short-term debt toward a long-term plan for street infrastructure. North Street resurfacing east and streets in East Marysville were mentioned, as well as other city streets needing attention. Bids had been submitted for work on Jenkins and 4th Street, with consensus to abandon a section of Dawson Drive that was originally proposed. A motion to accept a $468,000 bid from AHRS Construction resulted in a 3-3 tie vote, with the mayor absent. The back-and-forth discussion continued whether the city is best served by proceeding with the near-term proposal or holding out for development of an expanded plan. Consensus was to table the matter until the next meeting. Council approved $17,000 for design services with CES Group for design of a concrete block animal shelter for a location proposed near the water tower in the Tension Industrial Park. Cost estimate for the facility will be developed after designs complete. City Administrator advised receiving pending resignation of Councilmember Kyle Garacki effective May 1st and will follow up with options for filling the position. Youth Advisory Committee provided an update and discussed city logo designs. Marshall County Emergency Management advising that, weather permitting, Hall Brothers will begin work on resurfacing U.S. 77 this week from Tumbleweed Road proceeding south. Expect delays up to 15 minutes as work continues the next couple of weeks. Citywide cleanup is Thursday in Washington. City crews will make one pass through town for items left curbside for 8 a.m. for yard debris and larger items. They'll not pick up household trash, construction and demolition material, household hazardous waste, or tires. Free dump days for Washington County residents at the landfill are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. Cleanup and hangout Thursday with One Marysville. Volunteers will help with basic cleanup projects, pick up trash, pull weeds, and other odd jobs downtown and in the Marysville City Park. Meet Thursday evening at 5:30 at the One Marysville office at 617 Broadway. After the cleanup, volunteers are invited to gather at Sarge's Sports Bar for a free cookout with hot dogs plus music by Kane and Company. Citywide garage sales this weekend in Blue Rapids, Waterville, and Odell. Annual Pony Up Match Days, Friday in Marysville. Contributions Friday will qualify for matching funds and may be made online with full details at ponyupmarysville.com or in person Friday at the Helvering Center from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Friday at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Rita M. Robke, age 86, of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7, a full hour funeral home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Rita Robke. Elizabeth Betty Gakel, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday at 7:30 from the church, with a visitation Sunday 11 to 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Betty Gakel.
At United Bank and Trust, we are not just a financial institution. We are part of the community. We're not just tellers and managers. We're your neighbors, helping you to achieve financial stability. We offer a range of services, carefully designed with your unique needs in mind. From savings and checking accounts, easy-to-use mobile banking and personalized loans, to exceptional customer service. Our innovative banking features are designed to simplify your life. Remember, with United Bank and Trust, you're not just a customer. You are a neighbor, a friend, a part of our banking family. So bank with us. Bank with trust. Bank with United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday. Cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible early Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine on Saturday, warmer with our highs in the lower 70s, and mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and low 40s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Some scattered showers possible into Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 69, record high in this date 95. The average low 44, the record low 27. Sunset this evening 5:18, sunrise in the morning at 6:31.
Choosing healthy bedding plants requires a bit of detective work. We will give you some clues to watch for today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable and for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341, 800-761-7341, 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 29th, the 119th day of the year. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld celebrates a birthday, and Billy Martin began his fourth stint as manager of the New York Yankees on this day in 1985. Whether it's a dozen daylilies or a five-gallon ficus, the most important feature of a bedding plant is a vigorous root structure. Here are some things to look for. Roots should take up most of the pot. If you're paying for a gallon-sized plant, make sure it's mostly plant, not dirt. Roots should be peeking out or at least visible in the container's drainage holes. Healthy roots appear pale or white at the tips. And before planting, loosen tightly packed roots. Gently untangle them with your fingers, an old fork, or a three-prong cultivating tool. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, spring training for college football continues on in the state of Kansas as Kansas State Wildcats say they're excited for one of their few returners of a junior running back, Joe Jackson, in the middle of his training right now, as Jackson is one of the two returners in the running back room, along with four newcomers, three transfers, and one true freshman. Where, according to head football coach at Colin Klein, he says it's exciting to watch Jackson in his training sessions.
You know, Joe Jackson is a great leader. And he has a ton of energy, extremely positive, backs it up with his work ethic. And I think when you have someone that's been in the room like that before, when you add good pieces and good people to that, it syncs up really, really quickly, and I think that's what's happened in that room.
Last season, Jackson ended up totaling 911 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns on 169 carries.
Renowned American country music singer and Grand Ole Opry member John Conley comes to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino. Saturday, May 2nd, John Conley, live and in concert. John Conley. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club or TicketStorm.com. Don't miss John Conley, Saturday, May 2nd, Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
It's been a big year for Washburn University's dance team after having some new hardware and representing the city of Topeka at a national level, as the Dancing Blues ended up traveling to Orlando, Florida earlier this month to the College Classic National Championship, with universities coming from all over the nation to face off in dancing categories that include jazz, hip-hop, and pom-pom dancing, where Washburn University ended up taking second place for their pom routine for the Division II and in the top 20 across to all divisions.
It's awesome. You know, there are schools from all over the country, but we are so proud to bring the dance team from the middle of the nation here to Orlando and show that we have talent too. I think that there's a lot of the West Coast, East Coast schools that come in and they're the powerhouses, but we hold it down for Kansas.
According to the head of the dance team, they say the team paid for their entire trip through fundraising in the community and said it's a true testament to their hard work and dedication as they look forward to another season next year. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
After the storm, Cromie Lumber has everything you need to build it back. If the roof needs repair, build it back with quality shingles, including hail and wind-resistant styles, as well as metal roofing options. Let them help guide your best decision as to what's right for your home. Storms or not, is it time to update your home's windows and doors? Cromie Lumber can get a free estimate with whatever fits your needs. Increase energy efficiency, improve the looks, and make cleaning them easier. Glass and screen repair always available as well. Cromie Lumber has everything you need to build it back. Shop local. Shop Cromie Lumber, Marysville, and Washington.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a 24 Silverado 1500 VLTZ Z71 package. It's a 3.0 Duramax. A 23 Silverado 1500 LTZ, one owner, 37,000 original miles. They have a 22 Chevy Equinox Premier and 22 Chevy Traverse Premier, one owner local trades at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Purple, white, or green, all colors of the springtime favorite, asparagus. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purple asparagus is genetically different than green asparagus and originated in Italy. The purple pigment in this and other fruits and vegetables like blueberries, red cabbage, and grapes help fight cancer and heart disease, as well as improve brain health and help reduce inflammation. Purple passion and sweet purple varieties are more tender and sweeter than green asparagus and can be eaten raw or cooked. The purple spears do turn green when cooked. White asparagus is just green asparagus that has been kept in the dark. Cover the spears with a ridge of soil, thick straw mulch, or cardboard as soon as the tip reaches the soil surface. The flavor is tender and creamier, but the outer portion of the stem can be tough. Just lightly peel before preparing for best results. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If your backyard feels more like a bug zone than a place to relax, it's time to call ATS Home and Yard Services. We shouldn't have to fight mosquitoes, ticks, and other pests. We want to be outside.
Protect your yard and family by giving myself, Abby, or my husband, Sean Eichelberger, with ATS Home and Yard Services a call. With treatments for residential and commercial properties that target problem areas to keep pests away, your yard will feel like bonfires, barbecues, and get-togethers all year.
Call ATS Home and Yard Services or make an appointment online at atshomeandyards.com. From inside out, we have you covered.
Show mom she means more than anything with a beautiful gift from Reflections in downtown Marysville. This Mother's Day, let Reflections help you find meaningful Hallmark cards or Willow Tree figurines, plus garden decor, Russell Stover's candy, or Yankee candles. And with graduation around the corner, celebrate this milestone with fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, or the perfect Hallmark card. Find something you never knew you needed at Reflections in Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kids may go exploring when they have nothing better to do, and sometimes those adventures can lead to trouble. But for this family, a wandering six-year-old built the family business. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298. Or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
Stephen Vananda's father happened upon a natural wonder that would one day become his livelihood.
It was discovered when he was a child, and he played in it as a six-year-old. And then over the years, they continued to explore a little bit farther and farther into the caverns.
He is describing a place called Tuckaleechee Caverns.
This whole area here is called Dry Valley. It is a karst area, and that means there's a lot of caves here. So when they played in it as children, the adults thought, well, it's just another small cave. There's nothing to worry about. But it's much bigger than what they thought.
In the summertime, people would come to the mouth of the cave to cool off. They also stored perishable items there since it was 58 degrees year-round. Stephen's father never forgot playing in the cave, though, and as he became an adult, he wondered if it might be a tourist attraction.
You don't know what you've got until you see other places, and they found out real quick, sure, it's a great place to commercially open.
The caverns opened in 1953. What Stephen's ancestors thought was just another small cave in the area turned out to be much larger.
There's about 3 to 5 miles of passageway, including a small side passageways, and there's about 3/4 of a mile of commercial cave yet to be developed.
Over the years, they gradually purchased more land above ground to allow them to explore underground.
It's just like oil rights or mineral rights. You have to own the property or have rights to the property.
Many guidebooks list Tuckaleechee as a top attraction. So what makes this place so intriguing? That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Townsend, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction, including antiques and collectibles, for Evelyn Baker Saturday, May 2nd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 811 North 15th Street in Marysville. Furniture items include a glassfoot oak parlor table, wood buffet, four glide rockers. Collectibles include local pop bottles, Marysville, Herkimer, and Waterville advertising items, fancy work, and quilts. Glassware and dishes include amber, pink, and green depression, clear and colored glassware. Primitives include a butter churn, egg basket, coin banks, and enamelware, plus kitchen and household items, including small hand appliances, pots and pans, set of dishes, silverware. Toys include a Lionel train set, toys and games, plus tools, including a wheelbarrow, hand tools, a few long-handled tools, and lots of miscellaneous. This auction, including antiques and collectibles for Evelyn Baker, Saturday, May 2nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 811 North 15th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Spring flowering bulbs are beautiful, but their fading foliage is ugly. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Here's how to hide the browning leaves and when you can remove them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
I have a garden chock full of bulbs that produce beautiful flowers every spring. Unfortunately, once the flowers are done blooming, the fading foliage makes it look like a garden full of sickly plants. I resist the temptation to cut back the leaves because they're very important if I want to see healthy flowers from those bulbs again next year. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says after blooming, the purpose of the leaves is to send sugars and carbohydrates down to the bulb for storage. Without the leaves, future plants will become weak.
You generally won't see a big difference from one year to the next if you go ahead and cut off all that fading foliage. But gradually, over time, you know, a bulb like a daffodil or a tulip is generally intended to be in the ground for 4 or 5 years. And if you continually cut that foliage off, you'll probably shorten the life down to more like a 1 to 2 or 3 year type of bulb.
So how long should you wait? Fesch says when the leaves are down to about 40% green, they're slacking off on their job and you can cut them back. In the meantime, there are a couple of techniques for making the ratty foliage less visible and the flower bed more attractive.
The first technique is really sort of just gathering the foliage up and tying it with a rubber band or something like that, just making it more compact. And that really lessens the effect because you see less of it. The other technique is to cover up the fading bulb foliage by interplanting summer annuals in there, like zinnias or vinca or something along those lines.
Adding mulch to the bed will also shift your attention away from the fading foliage. Learn more about the care of your spring flowering bulbs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at Living the Country Life.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
If your credit card is leading you into debt, it may be time to let it go. Hi, I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. If you decide to cancel a card, here are a few wise steps to take. First, redeem all rewards, then pay off the balance in full. Next, review recent statements for auto debits like insurance or subscriptions and move them to another account. Also, think about your credit score. Closing a card can affect your utilization ratio and your oldest account history. If you're simply not using it, freezing the card until you need it may be a better option. Finally, check your credit report in about 30 days at annualcreditreport.com to confirm it closed properly. Remember, financial tools are meant to serve you, not master you. So make sure you steward them wisely.
We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Looking for a place to call home without breaking the bank? Come live stress-free with the Waterville Housing Authority. Income-based one- and two-bedroom apartments that fit your budget at any age, and no maintenance worries with small-town living at its best. Openings available immediately. Contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. Apply today and discover why so many love calling the Waterville Housing Authority home.
KNDY. A collaboration of ag chemical companies designed to fast-track ag productivity. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A group of global ag chemical companies formed a trade association back in 1967, which was renamed 25 years ago as CropLife International. Its purpose is to address the challenge of meeting world food production projections in the decades ahead. Emily Rees is president and CEO of the organization.
Why we care about it, but I think more importantly, why so many other of our partners and governments and population societies around the world care about this is mostly because we're facing a pretty serious food security challenge around the world. And there are many different drivers towards that. Climate is not a small one. And what that is doing is it's creating, in part, what we're calling sort of a productivity emergency.
Rees offers an example of what the association does.
One of the biggest challenges in Kenya was we needed to modernize pesticide management in the field. What we looked to do was to create a regulatory framework so that we could have faster, more transparent registration systems that prioritize modern, lower dose products.
Rees says she's concerned also about the impact of various trade disruptions going on around the world. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag
news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Biofuel advocates and Kansas corn growers are celebrating a significant legislative win today following the introduction of new state-level incentives for higher ethanol blends. State leaders have officially cleared the path for a tax credit program specifically designed to expand the availability of E15 across the state. This move is being hailed as a double victory, providing a boost to the Kansas ag economy while offering motorists a more budget-friendly option at the pump. Under the new program, fuel retailers in Kansas are eligible for a tax credit for every gallon of E15 they sell. The goal is to offset the infrastructure costs associated with upgrading pumps and storage tanks, which has historically been the biggest hurdle for smaller, independent stations looking to offer higher blends. Biofuel groups, including the Kansas Corn Growers Association, point out that this isn't just about the current market, it's about long-term demand. By incentivizing E15, the state is creating a consistent domestic outlet for millions of bushels of Kansas corn, which provides a critical safety net for producers facing volatile global markets. The timing of these incentives is particularly important as we move into the summer driving season. Federal regulators have recently cleared the way for year-round E15 sales, and this state-level support ensures that Kansas infrastructure is ready to meet that demand. Industry analysts suggest that wider adoption of E15 could lower gas prices by several cents per gallon in some regions, a factor that has garnered rare bipartisan support in Topeka. While the program is currently focused on retail expansion, the broader ripple effect is expected to hit the ethanol production sector, which remains a cornerstone of the state's rural economy. Advocates argue that by making Kansas a leader in biofuel infrastructure, the state is securing a more sustainable future for both the energy and agricultural sectors. While the tax credit's set to take effect for the upcoming fiscal year, retailers are already beginning the process of auditing their equipment to take advantage of the new support, signaling a potential surge in E15 availability by the end of the year. Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Let's keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Save time with the Smart Hub app from TCEC, because life shouldn't have to stop when your bills are due. Get the Smart Hub app today and set up reoccurring automatic payments so you can get back to what's most important. It's smart, simple, and easy. Learn how to save time today at tcec.coop. Click on Register for online access in the login box on our website and get started today. And it's all with your Tri-County Electric Co-op. Find them online again at tcec.coop.
Love your career. If you like working with your hands and seeing a finished product you were a part of, Landall in Marysville is currently hiring welders, assemblers, wet painters, and machinists. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, benefit package that includes comprehensive health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance to drive to work. Apply online at Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
With a shortage of veterinarians in the U.S., especially in rural areas, learn how several Western schools are coming together to help solve the problem. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Finding veterinarians in rural communities, especially those that work with large animals, is becoming more and more difficult. Because of this growing problem, several Western schools have teamed up to try to address the problem for farm country. Michael Perella, Dean of the University of Idaho's College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, says that's where WEMU comes in, the Washington, Idaho, Montana, Utah Vet Science Education Program.
The idea is that we partner with the Washington State University School of Vet Medicine, and they allow a certain number of students to come from Idaho and from Utah and from Montana every year. They enroll in the WSU program, and they basically pay in-state tuition for that education. And so in Idaho, we are allowed 11 students a year that go into that program. It's a four-year program.
Perella says the livestock industry makes up about 66% of the total agriculture industry in his state of Idaho. He says addressing a crisis head-on is important from an economic perspective and cites the main reason as to why rural communities are losing veterinarians.
A lot of our current veterinarians that practice with large animals are getting older and getting near to retirement. So, and in many communities, there is no large animal veterinarian.
Perella says he recently spoke with state lawmakers in Boise about additional efforts to encourage young people to seek careers as veterinarians and, just as importantly, return to rural Idaho for their practice. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. With the Kansas legislature recently coming to a close, K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen discusses recent amendments and laws that have passed for the 2025-2026 session, describing new squatter laws, explaining that cattle rustling will have higher penalties starting July 1st, and new fees for seed wholesalers.
What the legislature has done now is basically make it easier to get somebody off your property that is not supposed to be there. And we've got remote buildings and remote, maybe abandoned houses in agriculture. And people may move into those and become what the law calls a squatter on your property. And there used to be quite a detailed process to go through to get them out of there. And now what this allows this to be, other than a drawn out civil eviction, you can now just submit a notarized affidavit to local law enforcement stating that the occupant is unauthorized. And on that affidavit, you're saying that the occupant entered in your property and remains there unlawfully. They're not a tenant. They're not my farm tenant. They're not a holdover tenant. And it's not anybody that's in my immediate family. It's because you can't boot those people out. And they've already been asked to leave, but they've been refused. And so once you do that and you meet those requirements, you file the affidavit and local officials can get them out of there in 24 hours.
Mick Owen explains that cattle rustling will be consistently moving to a felony charge.
Well, I'd say if you're in the business of cattle rustling, you better get your business transactions in Kansas done, get your cattle stolen before July 1, because the laws are going to change. Of course, I'm talking tongue-in-cheek there. But the law really gets much stricter in Kansas starting July 1. We're moving from a misdemeanor, potentially based on the value of the livestock stolen, to a felony right off the bat. They're not paying any attention to the value of the livestock. Theft of cattle and horses, as well as farm machinery, is going to go to a level 5 non-person felony. Again, not paying any attention to value.
He highlights expanded fees for seed wholesalers.
Seed law, the Plant Pest and Ag Conservation Fee Fund, has been amended. And what they've done is increase the maximum allowable registration fees for seed wholesalers, as well as the retailers on this. And each registration is required for each place of business. So if an individual operates as both a wholesaler and a retailer at the same location, they have to register and pay for both categories.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen on recent policy changes passed through the Kansas legislature that can impact Kansas agricultural producers. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Wednesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have mostly higher numbers across the board, and that has been the theme since the start of the day. For the seeds market, we are mixed to mostly higher across the board with the same red numbers that we've been seeing since the start of the day. And for the livestock, the cattle are mixed across the board with the upfront contracts in the green and the deferred in the red, and the hogs continue to be all in the green. In the corn market, May corn up 2 3/4 at 468 even, and July also up 2 3/4 at 478. 8 1/4. Kansas City wheat for May continues their surge up 11 3/4 at 708 1/2, and July up 10 3/4 at 714 even. In the oats market, May oats in the red down 2 3/4 at 331 3/4, and July down 1 1/2 at 347 3/4. In the bean market, May beans up 7 1/4 at 1180 1/4, and July up 7 cents at 1196 1/4. Soybean meal for May down 550 at 327.90, and July down 330 at 324.10. Soybean oil for May up $1.33 at 74.71, and July up $1.16 at 73.68. In the canola market, May canola up $13.90 at 7.54 even, and July up $17.90 at 7.65.80. In the cotton market, July cotton down 44 cents at 79.23, and December down 54 cents at 80.57. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June up 27 cents at 98.75, and September up 12 cents at 98.36. The euro for June in the red down to $1.17, and September in the red as well, also at $1.17. And the Japanese yen for June is in the red down to 62 cents, and September in the red as well, but at 63 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the red continues on. The Dow Jones still in the red, down 312 points at 48,829. The S&P 500 down 15 points at 7,123, and the NASDAQ down 67 points at 24,595. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions apply.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Two of the three major stock indexes are back in the red today. The Dow losing 332 points to fall below 49,000. The S&P was fractionally lower going into the midday. The NASDAQ composite was fractionally higher. Despite stubbornly high interest rates and concerns about affordability, housing starts soared last month. The Census Bureau says the 10.8% surge was the strongest showing for housing starts since December of 2024. Well, Americans can expect to pay even more to hit the road this summer. AAA says the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.18, and it could jump to around $4.30 a gallon soon as vacation season starts. While you're paying more to fuel your car up, you're also spending more to fuel up yourself. Starbucks says its sales rebound is picking up speed, and the Seattle-based coffee chain has boosted its growth forecast for the rest of the year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Hi, this is Old Lovable Jack, your host on my Sunday afternoon Dance Back in Time program, which I call When Music Was Music, the time when the big bands and great vocalists and the close harmony of the vocal groups reigned supreme. Vocal groups like the Andrews Sisters, the Pied Pipers, and the Modern Airs, and the Merrimacks. Vocalists like Vaughn Monroe, Bob Eberly, and Helen O'Connell, and Bing Crosby. backed by orchestras like Benny Goodman, Jimmy Dorsey, Bob Crosby, and more. You can hear all of them on my program When Music Was Music, Music of the Big Band Era, every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. right here on KNDY, 1570 AM, 94.1 FM in Marysville, Kansas. I'll see you there.